This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Doing the effort, putting in the hard work, having a concept and a constitution of sa'y. وَأَلَّيْسَ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَسَّعَ. A human being will only accomplish what they put effort and struggle and strive towards. Subhanallah. The struggle is real, my dear brothers, my dear sisters in Islam. It is my obligation, it is your obligation and duty to work as hard as we can to seek to achieve as much as we can in this life. And I want you to know that the struggle is not just fulfilling ibadah or a number of rak'ah or days of fasting. The struggle is in everything in life. It's in acquiring religious and spiritual knowledge, which is obligatory upon us, and that which is voluntary for us, but it's also in acquiring the skill sets that can make us valuable to our employers and assistance to our employees. It is struggling and striving each and every day to become a better man, a better human being, a better mother, a better father, a better son, a better daughter, a greater connector as a husband, as in a wife. It is intentionally putting a determined effort towards seeking a goal rather than just trying to live out a dream. And I want you to know that there's a difference between dreams and goals. Anyone can dream to be an astronaut, but it's very few people who will set their sights on the goals that are incremental and increasing in step of learning to fly and attending engineering and learning about avionics and going on to do coursework and studies that allows them to be from one of the very few who would be selected to ascend up into the heavens. Those are the things that separate dreams from goals, separate that which is fictitious from that which is real, and the struggle of putting in an effort. وَقُلِ اعْمَلُوا. Say to them, put in effort, put in the hard work. فَسَيَرَى اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ. Your Lord is witness to what you do. وَرَسُولُهُ. And the messenger will become acquainted with it. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And the believers around you see. You know who tries hard and those who are half-stepping. Allah tells us in the Qur'an, اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. When you enter into submission, enter into it with me completely. There's no give and take. I will accept part of the book and not others. That you take one verse and ignore 10, that this is a determined effort to make a critical change in myself and yourself for the betterment. And the Quran was meant to provide this tazkiyah, to encourage us to put in the hours, the minutes, and the days of work so that we can reap the benefit in the next day. The constitution of a believer is one who seeks to delay gratification in the now so that they can maximize its benefit in the days to come. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to train ourselves, our homes, our families, and our future generation to put in the effort so that they can walk tall and be proud of their achievement in honoring Allah and the Sunnah and Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.